Hello and welcome once again from me, John Hoyle, and from Lynette Edwards to Chatterbox, the talking news for Norwich. This edition is number 2298 and recorded on Thursday, the 7th of November. Today we have news from the Norwich Evening News, features and letters. Now, over to Lynette.
Hello. It seems there's an extra almost every week now, and this edition is no exception, as we have Chris Skinner's countryside recording. This week his topics are fungal decay, checking for birds and autumn colours, so it should be most entertaining. That appears at the end of this recording, so do remember to keep listening. John will introduce our first set of news items.
Stories connected with Anglia Square and the Castle Museum rumble along, and the Norwich Marketplace and the prison are also in the news. Plus, long service awards for staff at local building giant R.G. Carter. Anglia Square first. City Hall is poised to close a deal to secure the future of Anglia Square. Sources at Norwich City Council have confirmed the authority has identified an investment partnership that would allow it to redevelop the site. The £300 million revamp of Anglia Square, which would have seen up to 1,100 new homes built, along with office, retail and leisure space, was suddenly scrapped earlier this year. The council launched its bid to bring the site into public ownership earlier this year and is now expected to finalise the deal in the coming weeks, although the details of this remain tightly under wraps.
A major project that will ultimately see Norwich Castle's medieval keep restored to its former glory is facing a huge increase in costs as it nears completion. The scheme, initially expected to cost about £20 million, has now risen to £27.5 million, requiring Norfolk County Council to allocate further funds to support the revamp. It means an extra £4.7 million is required, following earlier boosts to the budget. This comes amid a final push to complete the regeneration of the Norman landmark, which is now expected to be completed by February 2025, with a phased reopening of spaces from spring 2025. The majority of the funding for the project has come from the National Lottery Heritage Fund and Norfolk County Council, along with other national and local grants and public donations.
HMP Norwich is set for some upgrades to make space for the 170 more prisoners who could soon be moving to the site. Plans have emerged with Norwich City Council to extend the on-site kitchen at the prison near Mousehold Heath by around 90 foot. More secure fencing is also set to be erected around the site, measuring more than 15 feet. According to agents at Smith Jenkins Planning and Heritage, who are acting on behalf of the Ministry of Justice, the kitchen works are required to provide additional catering capacity for the 170 new prisoner places being provided by the refurbishment of the Elizabeth Fry Wing. The wing, which dates back to Victorian times, is undergoing a £38 million renovation, which will provide more than 170 new jail cells by 2025. HMP Norwich became the first in the country to install portable cells last year as the prison expanded to keep up with increasing inmate numbers. A temporary porter cabin kitchen will be placed in the far west of the site while the construction work is undertaken. City Hall will aim to make a decision on the plans by December the 9th.
R.G. Carter, which has been providing building, construction and engineering services across East Anglia for more than a century, held an event at the Lowlands in Drayton to mark the long service of almost two dozen members of its staff. Employees attending the event had all reached the 25-year milestone this year. They were each presented with engraved watches by Robert Carter, chairman of R.G. Carter, and Mrs. Charlotte Carter. In total, 23 watches were presented on the day, with more than 60 apprentices working across the R.G. Carter Group. It continues its commitment to training the next generation in construction and building and the ongoing future success of the firm.
9 black plastic benches have been installed below the Memorial Gardens in front of City Hall this week for shoppers to eat and drink at. These have replaced 6 wood and metal benches. The change to plastic was primarily for hygiene reasons, as they are easier to clean and dry. The new benches are made from recycled plastic, which is black in colour, and described as weatherproof, rotproof and low maintenance. The council spent around £10,000 on them. A City Hall spokesman said, "The number of places has been increased from 6 to 9 to provide improved and expanded seating for market visitors to enjoy. The new benches are quite comfy and they look neater, which benefits the market."